Welcome to Playback. I'm Paul Gough. Great to have your company as we celebrate music from around the country. New Zealand as well. Today our focus is on Australian tunes, brought to you by APRA AMCOS. We start each week with a themed artist, that is a guest artist who probably doesn't realise it, but they are supplying our opening and closing theme. I've chosen Linda Oh, a wonderful bass player. Born in Malaysia, but grew up in Perth, studied at WAPA, the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts, and the accolades started building up from 2003. She was a James Morrison Scholarship finalist. She won the Bell Award in 2010 for Young Australian Artist of the Year. So many more prizes have come her way. She's now based in New York, where she really is in demand. She's a member of Pat Metheny's quartet project and has recorded some great albums. The one we're listening to now came out in 2013, Sun Pictures, and we're hearing a track, Yoda, dedicated to her sister. Her sister and family now live in Broome, and the title for the album actually comes from a very old outdoor cinema in Broome. Linda Oh, a fine example of a wonderful young female composer. And the reality is that you're more likely to be represented in cricket as a woman than in songwriting in Australia. And APRA AMCOS have said they want to work on that gender parity and to encourage young women through mentoring across a wide range of genres. I wanted to focus on that fact, and I'll put a link on our website to the article. If you're a young female composer anywhere in Australia and you're wondering how you can gain some help, well, there is help available. And I would suggest also the help can come from listening to your peers. And I'm going to present today some absolutely cracking young talent. We'll have as a guest on our program Hannah Cameron, who also has a connection to jazz, although her real passion is folk and has merged those two genres together for a couple of stunning releases. I visited her in her studio. We'll hear her in session and talking about her work. But let's start with a young artist who last year really did come to everyone's attention. Her name's Greta Ray. While she was studying her final Year 12 exams, she managed to not only win Triple J's Unearthed, but scooped the $50,000 prize, first prize, in the Vander & Young Songwriting Competition. Somebody who people are very excited about. I'm included in it. I think Greta Ray is a wonderful young songwriter and vocalist. If you want any further proof of that, let's listen to the song that earned her the Vander & Young Songwriting Competition top prize for last year. This is Greta Ray and Drive.
I've been spaced out in an absent dream that branched out of the thought of you and me. It started out like a seed, and then it grew like a tree. Never joined at the hip, no, I barely see you or know you, but I feel like I do. Now I'm invested, I am captivated and consumed. Seems you're my latest muse. All of your love is way too much for me to ask of you, but these thoughts are inescapable. When they're illustrating you falling through the floor, when I walk in the room, making your tired eyes widen and your cheeks turn rouge. It's the best thing and the worst way. Loving you like this,
Wonderful track there from Adelaide's Naomi Keat, who released an album early this year, Melaleuca, one I would really recommend to you. It's chock full of great songwriting. It was recorded in Victoria with producer Nick Huggins, who I think has a real magic touch, and I want to explore over time the work of Nick Huggins with some of the artists that I've really enjoyed in the last few years. He's just one of those names that keeps cropping up. Naomi's track from her album Melaleuca is Have Her Fill. As I said, today we are focusing on young female composers on this edition of Playback. We started out with Greta Ray, who has done so very well, headed to Nashville to record her first album, and I'm not entirely sure when that's coming out. There has been a single out earlier this year in Towers, and prior to that she only had an EP, four songs that she wrote when she was around 14. I was lucky enough to see her perform as a part of a 20-piece female ensemble, If You See Her, Say Hello, which has one artist up front singing a song and the other 19 at the back providing a wonderful choral backdrop. And it was a part of that ensemble that Greta Ray stepped up and my jaw dropped and I had to go and say hello to her. And since then, she has done incredibly well for herself. This is Playback, and you can hear us around the country on a variety of stations, one of which is, I have to say, 2SER FM in Sydney. And I'm pretty happy to be involved because that was where it all started out for me many, many years ago. I used to listen late at night, particularly on a Saturday night, to a DJ, Shane Collier. She used to play some absolutely cracking music. And through listening to her, she was the inspiration for me to want to have a go myself. And the rest, well, is history. Next, we're going to play two acts from two different parts of the country, Brisbane and Melbourne respectively, but their names are very close, similar. We're going to hear from Brisbane artist Clear. Now, she's recently released an EP, Fairweather. It's a shimmery, dreamy pop nugget, but a lot of attention on her work, and I think she's going to be showcasing her talents this year at Big Sound in Brisbane. And after we hear from Clear, we'll hear from Clio Renner, Melbourne born pianist, keyboardist, vocalist, who released a wonderful debut single a little earlier this year. But first up, from Clear, this is Dire Consequences.
Who's been playing games? Half an hour later, claim the fame without a main decider. You didn't say dire consequences. Make him stay, dire consequences. At stake, miscommunication, a corset made with gapes, tied around the waistline.
dire consequences.
Really love that track from Cleo Renner, who you may know the name if you're a fan of SBS's Rock Whiz. She was very involved on that program, a part of the house band since 2015. And this is her first single that she's released, called Into Other Arms. Just this year, she's been working with Tim Rogers on his new album, toured around the country with him. Cleo worked with some of Melbourne's finest musos, one of which we'll hear about in just a moment, James Gilligan, a fine string player who was involved with Cleo's release, and I'll talk about that connection in just a moment. But we started out with Cleo from Brisbane, 21, and she will be a part of Brisbane's Big Sound this year. There'll be a lot of other great talent at that. And as I said, today on Playback, brought to you by APRA AMCOS, we are shining a light on great young female composers. We started there with a track from Brisbane's Clear, Dire Consequences, from her EP, Fairweather. And Clear says the EP was released in a sea of challenging circumstances and inspiring surrounds. So often it's a wonderful thing if you're a songwriter that you're able to turn the turmoil into a positive way forward. And I don't know the backstory to Clear's troubles, but a very successful EP. This is Playback, brought to you by APRA AMCOS. I'm Paul Gough, and today looking at the wealth of young female talent we have in this country. Next is an artist that I played quite a bit on my old program, The Inside Sleeve, on RN. Her name is Hannah Cameron, and I stumbled across her first album, Blow My House Down, although she had recorded an EP prior to that. And I was struck by this wonderful combination of what seemingly is just a folk album, but with the songwriting talent of Hannah Cameron, I could tell there was something more to her. And in fact, she studied jazz and has won awards for her jazz vocal work. Well, she has a new album in the can that won't be coming out until next year, but I headed off to Melbourne to catch her single launch, a beautiful song called No Pen of Mine. And we're going to hear her in session now performing that song. And then after that, my chat with Hannah Cameron. This is her track, No Pen of Mine.
The pressure that comes with filling page one could drive one to drink. Here it is, I am done. Call it a day, call it a night. You cannot do wrong. If I knew where to start, I might know where to end. Might know when to leave, I might know how to bend these rules that were written by no pen of mine, to which I adhere, by which we abide. The pen is not black, I won't write in blue. It doesn't seem right when I'm writing of you. Call it a day, call it a night. You've nothing to say if you've nothing to write. If I knew where to start, I might know where to end. Might know when to leave, I might know how to bend these rules that were written by no pen of mine, to which I adhere, by which we
session on Playback, Hannah Cameron. I ventured to Melbourne into the studio where she worked with James Gilligan. Now, I mentioned his name just earlier. He worked closely with Cleo Renner, and it turns out that Cleo and Hannah are really good mates. We just heard from Hannah, her new single, No Pen of Mine, and I sat down to chat with her about her latest recordings. Hannah originally came from Queensland, had a love of folk and then jazz, and I feel it's jazz that's had a very big impact on her folky compositions.
Yeah, definitely. Studying jazz and, you know, jazz harmony, sort of being exposed to different rhythmic ideas and being exposed to improvising has been, yeah, invaluable to my writing process, I think. And, yeah, I really love being able to use all of that information and recontextualize it for a folk setting.
So was jazz a part of the music that was played at home, or was it? Did you encounter it through school, or how did it come into your life?
We didn't have heaps of jazz rocking around at home. It was more classical at home. I met a friend when I was at band camp in Canberra 1 year. We went on a school camp, and this friend sort of was like, "Yeah, jazz is really cool. You should check out jazz." And I was like, "Oh, okay, I'll have a listen." And then he was like, "Oh yeah, and VCA is really cool. You know, you should check it out." And I thought, "Okay, have a look." And then I just sort of fell in love, I guess, with jazz singers, and then later on improvising and sort of, you know, the various avenues that jazz can kind of lead you down.
So do you like that sort of wackier end of jazz that has the, you know, the sudden changes in time signatures and things like that, or is it the more traditional sounds that you
I
like?
Think both. I think, yeah, I got exposed to a lot of different styles of jazz at uni, and I think I embraced them all pretty readily as a nerdy jazz student.
Well, you turned that nerdy jazz student into somebody who went to Generations in Jazz in Mount Gambier, and you won the top prize for your vocal work, didn't you?
Yeah, that was definitely a surprise.
Why was it a surprise?
I don't know. I sort of felt a little bit fraudulent because I sort of secretly was this singer-songwriter and I felt like a bit of a jazz fraud, but as much as I love jazz, but yeah, it was this funny thing where I won. I was like, "Oh, really? Are you sure? Are you sure about that?"
See, I admire you more now, because every time I've ever heard someone call themselves a fraud, they inevitably are incredibly talented and very good at what they do. So that's a good thing. So you came away from that with some prize money, and you turned that into some recordings, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I put my jazz money towards a folk recording. thanks, Generations in Jazz. And yeah, so that was album number one. I don't know whether that was all of the money. I think there was probably more money that was spent on that album, but yeah.
And that was Blow My House Down, and that's where I first encountered your music. And you recorded the album with a name you just mentioned before, James Gilligan, who brings to the pool an incredible wealth of knowledge of music, and very talented with a variety of stringed instruments. How was that process of going into the studio for the first time? Was that exciting, frustrating? What did you come away from with that first album, Blow My House Down?
That I think we were both pretty excited just to get demoing on that one. So we demoed for about 3 months in James's living room. That was before he had studio, and then went off a few months later to record with Joe Talia. He had a beautiful studio out in Tagadie in the country, which was just the dream studio, which sadly no longer exists. Super exciting and slightly stressful, but a joy.
How long after the album was released had you started writing the songs for the new album, which what is the title for the new album? When is it coming out?
The new album is called I Lay Where You Lie, and it's TBC, the release date, but hopefully in the first half of next year.
But it's already in the can.
It's finished. It's done. Mm. It's just a matter of putting it out there.
Is that kind of frustrating when you know it's there ready to be given to an eager audience? Or?
I think so, but I think I've just learnt the hard way that you sort of have to sort of pace yourself with these things or otherwise, because someone said to me once, you only get one chance to release once the album's out, it's out, and there's no, you know, the excitement can't build after it's out.
How has the songs on this album, how have you grown as a songwriter, musically, lyrically?
I think that this album is more lyrically driven maybe than the last one. That's probably the only way I can explain it. I think the music sort of it serves to support the lyrics a little more in this one, whereas last time I think, you know, I was focusing really hard on writing the music and then making the lyrics work. And I guess in terms of the way the lyrics are written, the last album was quite introspective and like very much about myself and my experiences, and this album feels more observational, which is where the title comes from. It's sort of a lot of the songs are me writing about other people's experiences in the first person, or writing about my own experiences through a more external lens.
Well, in the song we've just heard, No Pen of Mine, I think the line says, if you've got nothing to write, you've got nothing to say. Is that correct?
Nothing to say, you've nothing to write. You've nothing to say if you've nothing to write.
Right, okay. And I think that then sets the scene for what you've just said perfectly.
Yeah.
Is songwriting something that comes easy to you?
When I apply myself to it, I think with songwriting, it's never a case of whether it's easy. I think you just get better at creating the right set of circumstances to be creative and to be productive or, you know, efficient with it. Mm. My teacher in uni was Gian Slater, and we had this conversation about inspiration, and you know, you can't, and sort of, you know, what she was saying was like, if you just wait around for inspiration to kind of hit you on the head, then you can be waiting a very long time. And so you may, you know, like, you, I don't, I'm definitely paraphrasing, but, you know, you need to get good at creating the right set of circumstances to be creative in. And that's, you know, I think that that's possible by creating limitations and setting yourself guidelines and timeframes.
Well, Hannah Cameron, we wish you all the best. We're looking forward to the album whenever it comes out. You know, the new single's fantastic. We are looking forward to your next offering. And you're going to play us one last track from your last album, Blow My House Down. It's got sort of a bit of a darker title. What are you going to play for us?
That's called I May Explode.
Okay, well, maybe do that a little later.
Feel all now, I know.
That is Hannah Cameron in session and her track I May Explode from her last album that came out in 2015, Blow My House Down. And we started with the track No Pen of Mine, which is her latest single. And if you haven't heard that, it's beautiful. I might play that in an upcoming program. That way you'll be able to hear the sax orchestra I spoke of. Well, let's continue now on playback with two young artists that have released works this year. And as I said, there's been some wonderful talent that has come through over the last few years that have a more stripped-back sound. Julia Jacklin springs to mind with her wonderful release, Don't Let the Kids Win. We played a track last week on the program. And I've discovered since then there are many more artists that are mining that path. Not in any way am I trying to suggest that they are copying or ripping off a particular sound, but in fact, stepping up with their own beautiful works. The first I want to share with you is Georgia Mulligan, who you may be well familiar with, a part of the vibrant Sydney scene. This is from her single that came out earlier this year, and I found it an instant earworm for me listening to it over and over again. It's the waltzy feel to it, I think, that got under my skin. Of course, she released her debut EP last year called Our Blood to Part, and has really quickly gained a strong reputation in the Sydney scene. We'll follow that up with a like-minded artist from Perth who released a brilliant cassette earlier this year in thrash metal, and that's Stella Donnelly. But first up, Georgia Mulligan and Any Given Day.
How do I tell you? don't seem to have much fun when I'm around, and you tell me all of my jokes. Ain't that funny? And that may be so, but I know your mama loves me. Oh, have you forgotten how to say please?
That is a very strong first release from Stella Donnelly from Perth. She's been a part of a lot of different bands, but this is her first outing in solo mode, and her release, Thrush Metal, really, I think, is one of the standout releases of the year. She tackles some pretty tough topics on this release. There's a track, Boys Will Be Boys, which has a gentleness to it musically, but underlying that is the story of sexual assault. She really catches you off guard and has a really important voice, I feel, within this. She also writes about her experience as a bar staff in a pub, and the track I shared with you, Mean to Me, a wonderful but sad tune all about love. Stella Donnelly is only pretty new to the scene, and one I'd encourage you to follow up on her EP, Thrush Metal. We started out with Georgia Mulligan and Any Given Day. Two great young songwriters with wonderful futures ahead of them. If you're a young female composer that doesn't live in the city, often that lack of support can be quite a discouraging thing. Look on the Playback website. I'm going to have a link to the article I mentioned at the start of the program. APRA AMCOS are investing in and encouraging the music industry to overcome gender inequality and offering some really wonderful mentorships for up-and-coming talent. As I said, head to my website, pimpod.com. Look for Playback. That's where you'll see a link to take you to the details for the show for today. And I'll also have a link to the article, as I mentioned, APRA AMCOS's response to young women coming through the industry. Now, we have time for one last track, and I tell you what, I could fill up about three or four programs quite easily with some of the fantastic new talent. Now, Emily Barker has been around for a while, but she has really reinvented herself on many occasions, and I would see her as a great source of inspiration for young songwriters. Originally from the West, she headed over to the UK, and from there, these wonderful opportunities unfolded. It's mostly with other ensembles that she's made a name for herself, with her band, the Red Clay Halo, with Vina Porte, which is a more electronic outfit, a trio with a couple of chaps from Sweden. Of course, she's also been an award-winning writer and performer for TV, the British crime drama Wallander, featuring Kenneth Branagh, earned her a BAFTA for her work. And she has this new album out that I've really loved. Sweet Kind of Blue is the name of the album, recorded at Sam Phillips Recording Studio in Memphis. And this really has a soulful touch to it, along the lines of some of the great albums that came out, country soul albums in the late 60s, early 70s. And I'm going to play you this track from the album, which is called Sister Goodbye.
Falling down from the sky till I see.
Beautiful track, Sister Goodbye, from Emily Barker's album Sweet Kind of Blue. We've been celebrating great women composers on this edition of Playback, brought to you by APRA AMCOS. I'm Paul Gough. I'll have more great Australian music for you next week, and a very, very short snippet, an exit from Linda O's Sun Pictures release. I look forward to sharing more great music with you very soon. Have a good week.